Welcome to Friday in the Think Big community, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. This is Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message about the process of building belief. JT, take it away.
All right, Mia, thank you so much. And to all of our friends out there, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining us here all week, each Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is a privilege and an honor to come at you 5 days a week. And as we head into the weekend, I want to give you something to think about, something to chew on, something that, to me, I believe is one of the most important things you need to build in your business and even in your life. I'll tell you a little story. Once upon a time, there was a gentleman who had a dream. He was working hard. He was working hard on his dream each and every single day, doing everything he knew he needed to do. He would wake up early and work late. He would do whatever work required was required. He did the hard work early. He did everything he knew he had to do. One day he realized, you know what? There's somebody in my life, an influencer. This person has lots of experience and lots of knowledge in my area, and I'm going to reach out to that person. So he did. He picked up the phone, and he asked this influencer out for lunch. Now, surprisingly, as busy as the influencer was, he said yes. And the influencer and the young man went out to lunch. They had a great conversation, but it occurred to the influencer, you know what? This guy needs funding. He needs money to build his business. And so he offered to be an angel investor in his enterprise. From there, the young man's dream took off. Now, this might sound like a fairy tale, but it's a real story about one of my clients who actually did just that. He was building a program for athletes to help them elevate their game and become high-performing athletes. And he reached out to a person in his network, a guy that was very well respected, an accomplished business owner. And this gentleman had lunch with him and realized, hey, this guy needs some funding. And so he became an angel investor in his business. And from there, the business took off. And when I asked my client, hey, what was the impetus for this? What was the spark that empowered you to pick up the phone and actually go through this? He said something that I think is really important. He said, you know what? I couldn't do this without belief. And it's been a process to arrive at that level of belief. Now, think about that. Those were his exact words to me. Now, I will never forget that phone conversation. He was pumped. He was psyched. He was so exhilarated by the experience of reaching out, going way outside of his comfort zone, reaching out to a guy who's extremely influential in his area and having lunch with the guy. Now, to go through that whole process, it sounds cool. It sounds like something movies are made of, but it happens every single day. And right now in your life, you could have an experience similar to it. You have people of influence in your life right now that might be that key piece to the puzzle, that person that can be there to help open the door for you, to help elevate you to that next level in your business and in your life. But you've got to arrive at that level of belief. And here's the deal. Belief is a process. Belief is built on a lot of different things. For instance, our past plays a part in our belief. What you've endured, what you've gone through, what you've made as a result of the things you've gone through, that's part of your belief. If you've gone through tough things and come out on the other end, chances are you probably have a level of belief that's different than a person who's known nothing but defeat. So your past does play a huge factor in your belief. It's not everything, but it's part of it. And of course, it's key and essential to remember, we don't live in our past. We learn from our past. Let's talk about our present. What's going on right now in your life does reinforce your belief. How you see yourself, how you value yourself right now will dictate how much you believe in yourself. So right there, those two key pieces should tell you all you need to know about whether or not you have strong self-belief. And guess what? On the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very little to no belief in yourself, very little to no belief in your mission, and 10 being unstoppable, bulletproof belief. Wherever you are on that continuum between 1 and 10 is a byproduct of how much you value yourself and how valuable, how purposeful you see your big mission in life. So let's talk about this. As we go into the weekend, I want you to really think about this and perhaps do a little bit of an assessment on yourself as to where your belief really is. Maybe it's better or maybe it's not as good as you think it is. And no matter where you score yourself, no matter where you find yourself on that belief continuum, you can always work to improve it each and every single day. The first part, we got to get still. We got to get quiet. We got to go to a place where we can actually slow things down. And that's why I recommend you do this weekend. If you've got things going on this weekend, carve out a little bit of time for yourself, an hour at most. And just get quiet. Go to a place where you can focus and think deeply about kind of where you are. And be honest with yourself about where your belief is. What this means is you're going to have to drop the baggage. You know, it's very easy to beat ourselves up. It's very easy to not give ourselves enough credit. It's very easy to delude ourselves by thinking that we're less than we really are. But that's all baggage from the past. We got to get used to dropping that stuff. If you've made mistakes, maybe you've even had some regrets. Regret being one of the most useless emotions in the human experience, of course. But maybe we've had those times where we think, oh man, I just don't even want to think about that. Here's the key, is to drop the emotional baggage and look at the facts. The facts are you went through a tough time. You went through a challenging time. Maybe you did things that you weren't necessarily proud of or things that you would do differently. And that's the key. That's the beautiful part. You get the opportunity to avoid that moving forward. That makes you smarter. That makes you more capable. That makes you wiser and therefore makes you more valuable. What can you do with that wisdom? What can you do with that value? How can you contribute that to the world in a way that creates a win-win-win situation? You and only you can see that. But you got to be able to drop those baggage and learn from those experiences. I've said this before. We're living in the information age. There's enough information to drown an entire planet. In fact, that's what we're doing right now. We're drowning in information. What we need to do is to take that information, something that we want to learn, and put it inside our minds. When we do that, when we internalize it, when we make sense of it and process it on our own terms, then it becomes knowledge. So you take that information, it becomes knowledge. But once you take that knowledge and put it into action and actually apply it to your life, scratch the paint, ding the sheet metal just a little bit, now it becomes wisdom. And wisdom is what we need more of. But you got to get still. You got to be honest with yourself about where you are with your belief. How much you believe in yourself, how much you believe in what you're doing, your mission, your business, whatever it is. And when you get clear on that level of belief, then and only then can you move forward. That's where you get the honest assessment about where you are with your belief. Next, you got to make the choice. You got to decide that your dream is bigger than your doubt. In fact, you got to make it your mission to succeed. I tell the story about my mission to become a naval aviator. My whole life, my dream was to fly in the U.S. Navy, but I had everybody, most of the people except for maybe two people in my life, my stepmother Pam and my grandfather Hal. We talked about him last week. Those two people believed in me, but most people didn't, including the U.S. Navy. So in the face of all that doubt, in the face of all that rejection, in the face of those insurmountable odds, how did I accomplish my dream? Number one, it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a goal. Those are for amateurs. Goals and dreams are for amateurs. People say that the world is owned by dreamers. No. The world is run by doers. People with a mission. It was my mission to become a naval aviator. There was nothing that was going to stop me. If it was a goal, I would have thrown in the towel long before I did. If it was a dream, I would have given up and just gone and crawled under a rock. But because it was a mission, it was non-negotiable. And I did whatever it took, even in the face of insurmountable odds, and made it happen. And you can do the exact same thing for yourself. No matter how big, no matter how audacious, no matter how crazy your dream is, take it from being a dream and make it more believable, more actionable, more doable by creating it into a mission. Define it as a mission. Create the game plan, the strategy, the flight plan to success to get yourself there, and then take the action. You know, that's the big part right there. The action. That nothing builds confidence. Nothing bolsters belief faster and better than taking action. I mean, that's the number one thing. You can take action. Now, sometimes you can take foolish action. You can just take impulsive action, and that's not going to get you anywhere. So again, you got to kind of pull back and go level-headed with this stuff and ask yourself, what's the action I can take right now today? What do I need to be doing? What might I do to push myself forward? We talked about that this week. The action doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be purposeful. All right, that's the most important thing. It's not about being perfect. It's about being purposeful. And the whole idea here is you have what it takes to be successful, my friends. But sometimes you got to learn. Sometimes you got to go through a process. And you most certainly have to have the belief in yourself. You have to. If at all you're struggling with your belief, this is one of the most important things you can do for yourself to create belief, is to take purposeful action. It doesn't have to be, you know, the most audacious thing in the world. Sometimes your first steps are going to be timid steps. But it's better than doing nothing. I would rather see you take a small, timid step in the right direction than no step at all. I'd rather see you take a bold step, even in the wrong direction, and learn from it, rather than doing nothing at all. But the idea here, the most important takeaway, is you got to take the action. You got to be bold enough to move forward. In fact, that brings me to my final point, is be bold. I've shared with you before in the past that my favorite quote ever is from the great Basil King. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. Well, guess what? You have to see yourself as that person that you want to become. You have to see yourself as the person that does the actions, does the activities, has the habits, the disciplines that you want to become. Look at the top earners, the top producers, the top anything in any industry, and you'll see people of belief. People that have grown into that person. Because here's the beautiful news. At least I think it's good news. You may see it not as great news because there becomes no excuse at this point. The reality is that person, the best version of yourself, already exists. He or she is inside you right now, fighting to get out. So unleash them. Let them out. Refine yourself into that person. Grow into that person every single day. It starts with the belief. You got to believe that that person exists. You got to believe that you are that person, that you have the ability to grow into it. It takes time. It's going to take time. It's going to take a concerted effort, a continual effort, consistency to make it happen. It's going to take getting quiet, getting still, being honest with yourself about where you are with your belief. It's about dropping the baggage, learning the lessons from the past, applying those lessons, and becoming better, more capable, more confident. It's about making the choice of making it not just a goal, not just a dream, but actually making it your mission to succeed. To taking that bold action. Because nothing builds that confidence, nothing builds that belief faster than taking the imperfect yet purposeful action and being bold in all you do. Believing not just in yourself, but also believing in your mission, believing in your ability, believing in your purpose. And taking it on as your mission today and every single day. So go out there this weekend, my friends. Start working on your belief. And as you do, realize that as your belief grows, use it more and more. Do better quality work. Be more of the influencer. Don't just wait for the influencers to show up in your life. Become that influencer. Become that force of nature, that force to be reckoned with. Become the example of a person that lives with belief. Now go out there and have an amazing weekend. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back here on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass. And Mia and I will be waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll see you on Monday. Mia, take it away.
Thanks, babe. If you want to get our free 10-day boot camp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers to you and your business through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Be sure to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork, where you'll get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as updates from the Think Big Network community. This call is a wrap, and it concludes the week. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.